It's time for Vets Info on the Air, heard every Monday morning at this time, featuring Lacaparral County Veteran Service Officer Josh Benega. The program is brought to you each week by the Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247, Madison VFW Lacaparral County Post 1656, great service organizations that are proud to be of service to this area in a variety of ways. Now, Vets Info on the Air. And let's say good morning to Josh Benega, Lacaparral Veteran Service Officer. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah, I went driving around watching the progress of harvest. Got to visit a few friends.
Farmers are coming right along out there. That's some, boy, beautiful weather this weekend.
Oh,
too.
God, it was nice.
I even got out and mowed my yard, maybe the last time of the season.
I mowed mine on Saturday.
Yeah, I should spray for dandelions. This is what Dwayne Hastead tells me now is the time to, in the fall.
I finally killed all of my crabgrass. Yep. Finally.
The only way I can do that is get rid of the entire lawn.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, let's salute a veteran today, shall we?
Of course. Today we're saluting Private First Class Lloyd L. Schluter. Lloyd was born on June 15th, 1925, in Mayer Township, Minnesota, passed away in 2006. He entered active duty in the United States Army on July 26, 1944, at Fort Snelling. Was honorably discharged about 15 months later on October 26, 1945, at Percy Jones Hospital, Fort Custer, Michigan. He was an anti-tank gun crewman with Headquarters Company, the 1st Battalion of the 394th Infantry Division, wounded in action on March 30th, 1945 in Germany. Participated in the battles of the Ardennes, Rhineland, and Central Europe. He earned the Combat Infantryman's Badge, the Good Conduct Medal, 3 Bronze Stars, European Theater Service Ribbon, the Presidential Unit Citation, and a Purple Heart for being wounded. So we thank you, Lloyd, for your service and sacrifice to this great nation, because as we all know, freedom is not free.
That's right. That's off to the vets.
Absolutely.
Well, today we're going to talk about My Healthy Vet is Moving to VA.gov, What to Know, and you're going to tell us what we should know.
Yeah. VA sent out a news release on October 3rd from the Office of Connected Care Communications discussing a more streamlined website for veterans to use for their online health records and management. VA is building a new home for My Healthy Vet on VA.gov. With My Healthy Vet on VA.gov, you'll be able to manage all of your VA healthcare in the same place and manage your other VA benefits and services. VA's got, they got the official VA.gov government website, and then they have My Healthy Vet, which is, you know, the veterans' health records. And then they have eBenefits, which, is for managing your VA benefits. And what this change means is when you sign into My Healthy Vet on VA.gov, you'll continue to have access to the same trusted health tools and information you use, like secure messaging, prescription refills, appointments, and health records. Over time, they're going to add more features that have been requested, like the ability to manage your travel reimbursement claims. I always tell veterans if they qualify for travel pay, just come to my office. I'll fill out the form and send it off to the right place.
That's why you're there.
Yeah, there's
do the work.
Yeah, because a year or so ago, the VA sent out instructions on how to, go onto the computer and claim your travel pay. Well, those instructions were 19 pages long. I stopped reading it after about the fifth page, and quarterly VSO update meetings at the St. Cloud VA says, we'll always accept the paper claims. I said, excellent. Have the veterans come in. We'll just fill out the form.
There you go. So you don't have to read 400 pages.
Well, it was 19 pages. Oh. And if I got frustrated trying to figure it out, I'm sure other veterans might as well. Right. So if you get your care at a VA facility that uses MyHealth VA portal, you'll also be able to manage your care with the new MyHealthy Vet on VA.gov. It'll also make it easier for you to manage your care and benefits from any digital device, like a smartphone or tablet. You'll be able to pull up your medical records on your smartphone on the go. If you use assistive technology such as a screen reader, new MyHealthy Vet should be easier for you to use. This transition will take time. They're gradually building new versions of each tool on MyHealthy Vet based on feedback. VA will provide notice when each tool is ready for veterans who use both the existing MyHealthy Vet and MyVA Health portals to try. And you'll have time to test out each tool in its new home. And you okay over there?
I'm okay. Okay.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think so.
Might need a drink of water or something.
I think I do.
Okay.
I just won't talk.
Is there,
that'll be something new.
That'll be the day. Where was I? Oh, yeah. And you'll have time to test each tool for its new home and share your feedback with the VA before they move new tools permanently to this VA.gov. And share your feedback, joining online feedback sessions. Online feedback sessions last about an hour or less, and you'll receive a thank you gift. Learn more and register today on your feedback partner's veteran participation recruitment website. Send an email after you use the new versions of the tools, and you'll be invited to share feedback via email as well. You can learn more about it on the VA.gov portal. So My Healthy Vet is something I personally don't use very often, but I know other veterans out there that are digitally inclined do use it, so they're improving
there,
it.
It's
and
there if you want it. Right?
Yep, they're making it a lot more streamlined for people to use, and so that's it's always good news when they make things a little easier for.
That's right. For instead of going the other way.
That's right. That's right. This will be in the Dawson Sentinel and the Western Guard this week. There might be some information on the Veterans Linkage Line as well.
And you have that number, I know, because I laid it out for you.
You did. That's 1-888-LINK-VET, 1-888-546-5838, or on the website minnesotaveteran.org. And, of course, you can contact our office. We're open 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, in the lower level of the courthouse.
Still a garden level. Still nice garden. And green. Pretty green.
Yep. It's nice to see the leaves changing color.
That'll though. Change soon enough.
Yep. You can reach us by phone at 598-3445. I will be out of the office Tuesday and Friday this week. I have meetings up in St. Paul.
You there today?
I'm there today.
It's Indigenous Peoples or Columbus Day today, but some offices are open, some aren't. I know there's no mail today.
No mail. Yeah. Are the banks open? I didn't really pay attention.
Sure. I think probably they are. Mm-hmm. Better call ahead anyway, wherever yep. you're going today.
Yeah, instead in of instead of us, the county getting Columbus Day off, we get the day after Thanksgiving off, okay. So it makes for a longer weekend. So.
Right. Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. Well, Josh, thanks for the info, and we will chat again next Monday morning.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Josh Benninga with Vets Info on the Air this morning, right here on Q92. Join us again next week.
Vets Info on the Air is brought to you every Monday morning at this time by Madison VFW Lac Parle County Post 1656 and Dawson VFW Strand Sabo Post 5247. Join us again next week at this same time for Vets Info on the Air right here on 92.1 FM Q92.